Well, Mr. Mayor, one thing tonight that had some discussion, sick leave options. Would you give me a bit of an overview on what happened there?
Yes. We had a historical benefit that is no longer in process that was for sick leave. We now have PTO and other types of leave, but in the past, employees would accrue sick leave. So if they weren't sick, they just continued to grow and never went away. At this point, it's no longer growing, but there's a large bank of sick hours that are sitting on our books as a liability. And to try to get that cleared off, we have had discussions on different ways of removing that. The quickest and easiest, because we were able to, was to go ahead and pay that out in a percentage, because if they were to leave and retire, they would get that as a 25% payout. The board decided tonight, to pay that out as a 30% and go ahead and clear it off the books. There was a lot of discussion on the 20, whether it would be 25% or 30%, and at the end it was determined to be at a 30% payout.
Just to be sure I have a correct understanding, and a very simplistic example, let's say I work for the city of Odessa making $10 an hour. I have 10 hours of sick leave. In other words, $100 of value. I could go in and get $30 in pay for that time.
Actually, you will be getting $30 pay for that for that time. We're going to be issuing checks to all employees and clearing that bank out, taking it off our books, and no longer having that as a liability against the city.
Approximately what will it cost the city to go ahead and clear that?
It is approximately roughly about $20,000 spread out amongst multiple different funds.
If I was a city employee, I would have been pretty pleased to hear what you had to say and that some of your colleagues agreed with in terms of they worked hard, they earned it, they did show up. Could you kind of reiterate those feelings?
Yes. It was asked, why should we do this? And I felt as though when you have an employee who's built a sick leave like this, most of them, they've showed up for work. Even days they were probably sick. They weren't taking the time off. They were here giving their, time to the city. And for them to get a benefit from that, that they could have been using that time before and weren't. Private times when they were sick. So I felt it was appropriate for us to give them some of that money back that they had earned and accrued as a benefit to them from the city.
And this will be paid off within the next few days or weeks?
Yeah, within the next few weeks. We'll have to go ahead and get it all fully calculated, and it'll be put into our payment system, and those employees will be getting their payments on that.
Now, this item seems pretty basic. You kind of simplified the employee pay scale. Any comments regarding that?
It just helped to simplify it. So when you go through an annual review and they say you've performed very well, you're going to move to the next step. It's already detailed exactly what your salary will be, what your hourly pay will be. It just makes it easier for management to show those scales and give an employee an opportunity to progress their pay.
There were previously 25 different levels. How many will there be now?
There were 25. I think it's down to 15. We had multiple levels where there was no one or even a job in. It was just a lot of wasted information. It was really convoluted. And now this new pay scale is very simple, detailed. You know exactly where you're at and where you can move to.
And now, of course, every community in Missouri will need to approve a budget by the end of the year. You had the first reading of yours tonight. How do you feel that went?
It went well. We had a couple of changes since the last time we had talked about it, some discussion on where we're at. First reading went well. I think when we come back for the next meeting, September 23rd, we'll get our final approval of that budget and be ready for October 1.
How will the fiscal year 2014 budget compare to fiscal year 13?
It's fairly flat. A little higher based on some of the increases we are seeing in some of our sales taxes, but we have some different projects and things we're trying to plan, and so overall it's still as it needs to be. It comes in as a balanced budget, but we still have a lot of projects we're going to be working on, and it should be another good year just like this one.
Now, you mentioned sales taxes, and I'm glad you brought that up because they're up. Would you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, for the month of July, we have our sales taxes have come in, and they are higher than they were previous year and higher than projected. And our initial review of August is showing the same. So we are seeing an increase in sales tax that we are getting out of the community. So that is a positive. It means people are interacting. We're getting possibly more people through town who are spending money coming to Odessa. So it is a positive for the city to show that we are having an increase in our economic activity in the city.
Do you happen to recall either the percentage or dollar figure amount of increase?
No, that was not provided. We do know it is a slight increase, but any increase I'll take.
Absolutely. Well, Mr. Mayor, is there anything else you'd like to address regarding any of it, sir?
No, I just appreciate KMZU being here all the time and getting our information out to your listeners.